AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Iran has intensified its attacks on oil and gas facilities around the Gulf, dramatically raising the stakes in a war that is sending shockwaves throughout the global economy. The recent strikes came in retaliation for an Israeli attack on a key Iranian oil field. That sent gas and fuel prices soaring and risked drawing Iran's Arab neighbors directly into the conflict. AP correspondent Byron Tao reports the Iran war is exposing big gaps in the U.S. State Department.
In the middle of an international crisis like the war with Iran, the State Department would usually be at the center of the action. But interviews with more than a dozen current and former officials say that the department is understaffed, demoralized, and struggling to fulfill its basic functions. More than 4,000 employees have left the department since the beginning of 2025. And interviews with officials say that these losses are having a profound impact on the department's ability to deliver services to American citizens and to advise policymakers in the midst of what is a growing war in the Middle East.
U.S. applications for unemployment benefits fell last week, remaining in the same range of recent years, despite a broadly tepid labor market. The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing for jobless aid for the week ending March 14th fell by 8,000 to 205,000. That was fewer than the 215,000 new filings that analysts had forecasted. Mark Wayne Mullen says he would be a steady hand at the Department of Homeland Security if he's confirmed as secretary. But he faced pushback from fellow senators at a hearing Wednesday as the DHS tries to move back from the controversies that roiled it under Kristi Noem. This is AP News. The AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a therapist strike over AI fears.
About 2,400 Kaiser Permanente mental health workers went on strike in Northern California over fears the company will replace therapists with artificial intelligence. The National Union of Healthcare Workers was joined in its one-day strike Wednesday by 23,000 Kaiser nurses. Oakland-based Kaiser says the AI claim is false and that AI will not replace human assessments. Workers say Kaiser does not currently use AI for therapy, but fear the technology will become good enough to make it an attractive option. Kaiser says it has hired more mental health staff and sees AI as a way to support patient care. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Uber says it will invest up to $1.25 billion in electric vehicle maker Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Save big on your landscape project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our interlock edgers on sale now through March 22nd. Save big on landscape block at Menards. Also, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.